Grab your Bible. It's time for Reading the Word with Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ on Faulkner Springs Road. Now, here's Justin.
Oh, thank you, Brother Dearman, and glad to have you back with us here on Reading the Word as we begin a brand new topic of study together. My name is Justin Reed, and I'm honored to be with you here today as we look at a new topic. We're going to be in the 51st Psalm. If I could read my writing, life would be good, right? Psalm number 53. Go to Psalm 53, if you will, as we begin together. This is program 107. We'll talk about being without God. Now, if you want to share this with somebody else that you know or listen to it again anytime, you can online at readingtheword.net, readingtheword.net. Click on where it says the radio program, and you can study it there anytime online. Download it, listen to it there on the web. Send it to somebody else. We would love for you to take advantage of that resource. We talk about being without God, and dear friends, I can think of nothing sadder than being without God. Being without God just almost sends a shiver up and down my spine, if you will. We're going to be in Psalm 53, and if you will, for just a moment, let's read the entire, there's just six verses in this psalm that David penned, and I want to do it due diligence and study it together. Psalm 53, the title says, to the chief musician upon Mahalath and Mashiel, it's also a psalm of David. The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. Corrupt are they, and have done abominable iniquity. There is none that doeth good. God looketh down from heaven upon the children of men, to see if there were any that did understand, that did seek God. Every one of them is gone back. They are altogether become filthy. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. Have the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread? They have not called upon God. There were they in great fear, where no fear was, for God hath scattered the bones of him that encampeth against thee. Thou hast put them to shame, because God hath despised them. Oh, that the salvation of Israel will come out of Zion, when God bringeth back the captivity of his people. Jacob shall rejoice, and Israel shall be glad. We talk about being without God. First off, as you're reading through that, you may have noticed that seems awful similar to Psalm 14, where the Bible says the fool begins, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Both of the Psalms, 14 and 53, both begin the same way. They're awful similar, but they are different, and many lessons can be gleaned from both of them. As we talk about being without God, well, our subject of this psalm is the fool. I've heard the story told, and I believe it to be a joke, but it's a good story nonetheless, that in a state government, an atheist was trying to sue because the Christians, he claimed, well, they got the Christmas holiday. They got the Easter holiday. The Jewish people got Purim and Yom Kippur. The Muslim people, they got Eid. They got all these different quote-unquote religious holidays that we get off of work. And the atheist claimed to the judge, Your Honor, it's not fair. I don't get a day off of work. And the judge said, case dismissed, and banged her gavel there on the desk. And the atheist said, well, Your Honor, may I ask why you've just dismissed the case without giving me a hearing? And the judge said, well, it's certain. Psalm 14 and verse 1, Psalm 53 and verse 1, the Bible says, the fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. And last time I checked on my calendar, every 1st of April is April Fool's Day. Case dismissed. The fool truly is one that says there is no God. Even looking out, as Romans 1, 20 and 21 depict, looking out into nature, let alone seeing the intelligent design and knowing that there is a creator, and yet still saying, this just happened by accident. No friends, no accident involved here. Let's look at being without God. And as we look at being without God from Psalm 53, we see three things that the fool has. Now, the biggest is being without God. But what three things does the fool have from Psalm 53? Number one, from verse 1, the fool has no God in his heart. Notice again Psalm 53 and 1. The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. Corrupt are they, and have done abominable iniquity. There is none that doeth good. The fool, number one, has no God in his heart. Now, literally, the text reads, the fool has said in his heart, no God. The words there it is are in italics, which means they were supplied by the translators to make it flow better. But literally, the fool says, no God. There is no God, no nothing. This is a fool, a person who walks out and sees how the human body is laid out perfectly and says there is no God. And this is the person who watches the life cycle of plants and says there is no God. The person who goes out and studies science in space and realizes that the Earth is in the only perfect spot it can be in the solar system. Just even a millimeter closer to the sun and we would burn up, and a millimeter farther away and we would freeze to death. See, the fool says there is no God. He doesn't have God in his heart. And dear friends, how sad can that be? One of the great joys in life is living to please and serve God. If you say there is no God, you have no one to please but yourself, and that's only going to work out so well because you're not going to be the judge on the final day, but God is, and He's told you to live according to His commandments. So number one, the fool does not have God in his heart, and that works out to his detriment. And we need to pause here our study of reading the Word. Brother Jim Dearman's going to extend to you a warm invitation. Come join us anytime at the Arlington Church of Christ, and we'll be back. Continue talking about being without God here on Reading the Word.
Reading the Word is hosted by Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ in McMinnville. The building is located at 2500 Faulkner Springs Road, just 1.2 miles off 70 on the right. Join us for Sunday worship at 9 a.m., Sunday school at 10 a.m., and worship at 11 a.m. with midweek Bible study Wednesday at 7 p.m.
Oh, thank you, Brother Dearman. Glad to have you back here as we continue reading the Word. Before we get back to our study, we are talking about being without God in Psalm 53. This is program 107. If you would like to study this again anytime online, you can at readingtheword.net. That's R-E-A-D-I-N-G, readingtheword.net. Click on where it says the radio program. Be glad to share that with you at any time. We're talking about what the fool has from Psalm 53, and we've learned, number one, the fool has no God in his heart. We pick back up with number two, and we find that in verse number three, actually. The fool has nothing good done by his hand. Notice this. Every one of them, talking about the fool, is gone back. They're all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. A lot of people in the world, dear friend, are confused, they're deceived, they're mistaken. They think, well, I can be a good person. And as long as I'm a good person, it doesn't really matter if I do what God says, as long as I'm a good person, I'll get to go to heaven. Yet that is never found, never taught in Scripture. In fact, there was a really good person in the 10th chapter of Acts. His name is Cornelius, and yet he wasn't a Christian. So had he died in that good person state, I mean, he gave many alms. He did much good. He was a devout man, prayed always, yet he wasn't saved. Being good alone is not enough. You must be obedient. Yet the fool, the one that says there is no God, has it even harder because nothing that he does is good. See, every one of them, they've turned back. They've doubled back, if you will. Fewer things we hate in life than when someone goes back on their word, right? You say, hey, I'm needing help painting my house. Can you come by? Oh, sure, they say they'll come by, and then they never show up. They doubled back on their word. Nothing irritates us more. Psalm 53 and verse 3 says they've become filthy. We spend a lot of money in this life trying to keep ourselves clean, showering on a regular basis, cleaning our clothes, cleaning our houses, cleaning our automobiles. We like to be clean. We, as a human being, we don't like to be filthy. And if we are, we don't want to be for a long time. Maybe you are because of work, but you come home and you cleanse yourself, you shower. You see, the fool, he is filthy, and there is none that doeth good. And this is the part that saddens me the most, dear friends. There are a lot of good people. They look good. I mean, they give to the poor. They're the neighbor that you call on when your sink's leaking. They come over and fix it. But if they're without God, if they say there is no God making them a fool, they're not good in God's eyes, and they need salvation just like we do. The fool has not God in his heart, verse 1, Psalm 53. The fool has no good done by his hand, verse 3, Psalm 53. And finally, verse 6, the final verse of Psalm 53. The fool has no glory in his future. Oh, and in Hebrew, that's just a joyous shout. Oh, that the salvation of Israel were come out of Zion. When God bringeth back the people of his captivity, Jacob shall rejoice and Israel shall be glad. Now, David is writing this before they go into captivity, but he, through inspiration, knows they're going to go in and come out. And he says, oh, what rejoicing there will be in their future. Yeah, they've got hard times ahead, but they shall rejoice. He says, salvation, I find this interesting, salvation of Israel come out of Zion. Zion's another name for Jerusalem, that city that's set upon a hill David made his capital. We know from Isaiah chapter 2 that the church would begin in Jerusalem, and we know from Acts chapter 2 it was fulfilled. Salvation truly came out of Zion. First gospel sermon preached, recorded by Peter in Acts chapter 2, there in Jerusalem, up on that hill, telling people how to be saved from their sins. See, the fool, oh, he has no glory in his future, has nothing to look forward to. See, as a Christian, I have things to look forward to. I can look forward to the next time. For instance, we can spend and study of God's Word together here on this program. And I can look forward to the next time it's appointed for us to assemble Sunday morning to worship at the Arlington Church of Christ. And we'd love for you to come be our guest. Or Wednesday night, we'd love for you to come be our guest. Or upcoming vacation Bible schools, gospel meetings, seminars, whatever the case may be. I have things church-related on this earth to look forward to. And ultimately, I can look forward to that heavenly home that will be mine when I'm faithful to the very end. Revelation 2 and verse 10, Matthew 10 and 22. But the fool has no glory in his future. The fool, the worldly person, the person that says there is no God, is only living for the right here and the right now. In fact, most of the people I've found that are foolish in the sense that they know not God, they're the ones that are most scared to die because they don't know what's going to happen next. Yet I know so many Christians who are ready to go, yours included, at any moment because we're ready for that eternal reward. See, I have glory in my future as a faithful Christian, and you can too, but not if you're a fool. The Bible speaks a lot about fools, and we are to be careful about calling people fools, but if they have not God in their heart, we see that from Psalm 53, they do no good by their hand, and there is no glory in their future. That will conclude our topic of study for today, and I do appreciate you being along with us here on Reading the Word. I want to invite you to visit us online. That's readingtheword.net, R-E-A-D-I-N-G, readingtheword.net. You click on where it says radio program. This is number 107. They're listed there by air date. You can find any of them. Go back and listen to them again. Also on the website, you'll see links, and everything on there is free, by the way. Don't charge a single thing. It's a service, a gift to you, if you will. But there's sermons, there's radio programs of this program and others as well I want to be a part of on there for you anytime. Over 1,000 radio programs, sermons, notes, etc., all online at readingtheword.net. Click on where it says the radio program. Hope you'll join us again next week at the same appointed time. We'll begin a brand new topic of study together. Until then, may the good Lord bless you. May He keep you. Please continue to pray. and thank you for listening.
This has been Reading the Word with Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ on Faulkner Springs Road in McMinnville.